Cloning became serious news when a sheep named Dolly was born in Great Britain in 1999. It looked then like cloning of another big mammal might be just around the corner. And some crackpot entrepreneurs called the Raelians even claimed they'd done it, that their first human clone, a girl, was born 2 years ago. But they haven't really tried to prove it. During the brouhaha, the British playwright Carol Churchill started writing about what it might be like to live as a clone. Her play, A Number, opened recently in New York. It has no white coats or labs, just Sam Shepard playing the father, and a single actor playing three of his genetically identical offspring in the near future. WNYC's Judith Kampfner went to see the play with a psychologist and an ethicist to help suss out what Churchill's vision may tell us.
The play begins deceptively like a sitcom. Sam Shepard, who's not acted in New York theater for 30 years, plays a harassed father. Dallas Roberts plays his middle-aged son. There's a sense of awkwardness. The son's just been handed a bit of sobering information. It's a shock to find out that when you were a little boy, your dad took you to a lab and put in an order for a cloned copy.
And this copy they grew of me, that worked out all right?
There were failures, of course, inevitable.
Dead ones?
In the test tubes, the dishes, I was told they didn't all...
The father won't explain exactly how the cloning was done. From a scraping, then test tubes, the scientific techniques are vague. But that's the prerogative of the playwright who's exploring science through art, says Faith McClellan, an editor for the medical journal The Lancet.
This play is not about how one becomes a clone, but what one does with clonehood. Because when we come to the play, the deed has long been done. And the play glosses over things that we know about cloning that are quite difficult, that there are lots of failures, that there might be deformities. This is really about the meaning of this technical act. And the anguish shown in this play is a flag for the kinds of consequences that are involved in this technology.
Carol Churchill writes about the toughest issues in contemporary life, but she's poetic rather than polemical. The play is called A Number. We all feel a number instead of a person at times. You don't have to be a clone to understand that, says Rob Marcassani, who's a psychoanalyst.
Certainly there is the idea of what it might be like to feel like a number. It does recall what it was like to be a child, wanting the father's love, knowing the limits of the father's love, knowing the distance of the father. I mean, really, this is a highly traumatized family. They're doomed.
The father grudgingly reveals the family history. His wife committed suicide when the boy was small. The father tried raising the child, but the boy had behavior problems, so the father gave him away after he had a baby cloned from the toddler.
He refers to his son as being pretty, very pretty, which made me wonder if Churchill, the playwright, was giving us a little clue as to the father's possible desire to bring the mother back, his wife, with this technology that allows him to fulfill this fantasy.
As for the son, it's the opposite of the Narcissus myth, says Marcassani. He hates the idea of seeing a copy of himself. The way they did it was loathsome.
You sent me away and had this other one made from some bit of my body. They clearly didn't take a limb like a starfish and grow, or half of me chopped through like a worm and grow the other. A speck, yes. And they take this painless scrape, this specky little cells of me, and kept that, and you threw the rest of me away.
And then there's another shock. The father announces that he's discovered that multiple copies were made illegally. Two of those clone sons meet off stage. Events become violent. But despite the dark tone, The Lancet's Faith McClellan sees an optimistic note in how Churchill's clone sons are different from one another. Nurture and experience triumph over nature.
Personhood cannot be reduced to genetics. Each one of these people has something quite individualistic and in some cases anguished to say about who he thinks he is and where he came from.
I love cloning because it's a wonderful area to speculate and explore and philosophize.
bioethicist Art Kaplan of the University of Pennsylvania, who found the play hugely enjoyable because he considers it to be in the realms of science fiction.
The real future is not cloning. It's genetic engineering. It's improvement. It's enhancement. It's how far would you go to have a better baby, not a copy of you who has asthma and a tendency to breast cancer and someone who might be depressed. What about getting rid of all that?
Whether or not cloning is in the future, audiences are pushed to think about larger issues of anonymity. The struggle for attention in a family of rival siblings, or the fear of identity theft, or of being a cog in a corporate machine, or even those deeply existential issues which, if you're lucky, you get to think about in a darkened theatre, like, who am I? And am I in any way original? For Studio 360, I'm Judith Kampfner.